So the learning today should be a schus ilin nishma, a dear chaver chaim alaza ben shem shenarye, as well as a schus for an ilin neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem ben Zion. It should also be a schus for Fur Shlema of Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Arachol, Chanalei ben Shein Darachol, and Avadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in the Makam Sakhana in Eretz Yisrael, and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are continuing in the topic of Dibur. As I said, we're going to be here a while. It's a pretty long one. And we're continuing to discuss areas of Dibur that are a mitzvah, that a person is mekayim a mitzvah through his Dibur. So we are on the top of page 483. He says, mitzvah al misha yadea edus lachavei, right? There's a mitzvah that falls on a person who knows edus about his friend, sheyad bebezdin, that he shows up to testify. So that there's a proper ruling by Bezdin as a result of his testimony. If you have two people fighting over a circumstance, let's say whether a loan took place or whether there's damages that are owed, so it's very hard for Bezdin to come to the proper decision when they don't have all the facts in front of them. And if you can add some clarity to those facts, so you have a chiyuv to do so. And included in this is a person speaking out whenever there's a way that he could help. Whether it's financially, whether it's physically, or whether it's spiritually. So if you see someone that's hiring someone that stole, and you know firsthand that the person stole, you have a chiyuv to speak up. And you can't just close your mouth and say, it's not my business. That's mamainai, gufai. If you see someone that's doing something that's physically harmful, maybe they're taking a medication or a shot or some lifestyle choices that they're making, you have a chiyuv to speak up. Linafshai spiritually is pretty obvious. If you see someone that's doing something incorrect, whether it's to make him feel good or to comfort him from a tough situation. He said, included in this is saying good news. If you have good news, you hear good news, to let people know and make them feel good as a result is a mitzvah. Informing someone of a possible future property loss that he might come, and to counsel him, to provide him with good advice to the extent of your ability, right? So if you see someone that is caught up, whatever it might be, someone with an addiction of some sort, and you see that they need assistance and they can't see it for themselves, you should speak up and you should verbally try to help that person along. He says, included in this mitzvah is to sympathize and to comfort someone who is suffering, and to bring joy to a chasen and kala, to ease the suffering of the poor, and of the sick, to inspire them to do tshuva and perhaps fix their mazel, to mention their names each time you do a mitzvah, like we're doing now, so that the schus of the mitzvah helps them. You should daven for people who are in a or a need, anyone who's in the midst of suffering. But lispoid I'll call mace, included in this proper speech is to say a haspid for someone that died. And to speak about something that person had very big problem to lie, not allowed to lie. And it's a big avla, it's a big negative for the nifter. But everyone has some aspect of good in them. It's today's daf, call Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek Leilam Haba, because everyone has some mamashas of good in them, even if it's buried deep, and you should highlight that when you say a haspid. Ulehasim shalim bin adam lachaveru v'nish l'ishtai, to encourage peace between spouses. Ulehagdim shalim l'chal adam. Sorry, I said it's today's daf. Sorry, it's next Tuesday's daf. I apologize. Ulehagdim shalim l'chal adam l'idrei shalimah v'tevasim, to offer a greeting to everyone and to seek their well-being. And anything similar to this, the general rule is that whenever you could speak and help someone, whether it's bring them some sort of satisfaction or help them out of a situation, it's a mitzvah to do so. Now, mitzvah lanois, I'm on page 44 now. Mitzvah lanois baruch hu ubaruch shemai. It's a mitzvah to respond baruch hu baruch shemai va'ameinim, as well as amein, v'heishmei rabba, ukedusha ubaruchu kesikunam properly, b'safa brura, clearly enunciating it, the kavanas aleiv and having intent. Okay, mitzvah leimar kiddush v'havdala al hayayin v'likrei hamegillah v'leimar halal. All of these are mitzvahs again with the pet, with the dibur. V'chein lahalal Hashem to praise Hashem u'lishalim toidos and to give thanks. L'chol misha shekibel toiva mimenu. Anyone who did you any good, I'll call min toiva for any type of good that they did. U'lishayir lifnei Hashem and to sing before Hashem, meaning to be a shliach tzibur. That's a big mitzvah. To praise Hashem with singing, to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu with whatever gift we have. So people have different gifts. Some people are very good musically. Some people are very good speakers. Some people are very good in monetary issues, administration. Whatever your netiyah is, you're supposed to use that to serve Hashem. And one more paragraph here, mitzvah l'shabeches tzaddikim. It's a mitzvah to praise Tzaddikim, v'saper v'shivcham, to tell over their character traits, v'shevach ma'aseyim ha'tovim, and the excellent deeds that they do. V'kasum mishem harav Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. It's written in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, shamadavah v'shevach ha'tzaddikim, that someone who discusses the greatness of tzaddikim, chashav kilu oisei p'maisei merkava, it's considered like you're engaging in one of the most complicated and esoteric nevuas, the nevuah of what it looks like in Shemayim, describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, describing the Merkava, and this is obviously well beyond their understanding, but there is an opportunity to tap into that by praising Tzaddikim. Kol kovel dinam mitzvah l'dabe b'gnus rishayim, he says similarly, anyone who speaks disparagingly of rishayim, ha'mefursimim u'gnus ma'aseim harayim, and he's, I'm sorry, that a person should speak disparagingly of rishayim and tell over their bad actions, l'man yirchaku mimaaseh rishayim, so that people will distance themselves from them, v'yidbeku b'maaseh shel tzaddikim, and instead try to cling to the actions of tzaddikim. So these are all mitzvahs in the dibur, telling good news, complimenting someone, using your dibur to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven, to answer amen yesh mirabah, all the various mitzvahs with the mouth, as well as to tell over stories. When we tell over Gedolim stories, that's a mitzvah. According to the Baal Shem Tov, you're tapping into the same idea of like, it's almost as if you're speaking, it's almost as if you're learning the Maaseh Merkava. So it is a mitzvah to tell over. It's the Gedolim stories to train your kids, to tell over stories of Rishayim as well, so that people learn not to act like the Rishayim and to follow the path of the Tzaddikim.